So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hareza gitach amanasha titnili masayim zuz. Hareza mugureshes v'titein. If a person gives his wife a get on condition that she pays him 200 zuz, she becomes divorced and she must pay him the 200 zuz. The Gemara cites a machlokes Rav Huna says, v'hi titein. If she pays him the 200 zuz, the get takes effective retroactively mishas nasina from when she accepted it. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says, likesha titein. When she pays him the 200 zuz, the get takes effect mikanu laba from then on. And the practical difference would be if the get was torn or lost before she paid. According to Rav Huna, in the tzricha min get sheni, she does not require a second get since the first get already took effect mishas nasina. According to Rav Yehuda, however, tzricha min get sheni, she does require a second get since the first get did not yet take effect and it cannot take effect now because it doesn't exist anymore. The Gemara later explains that their machlekes is actually a machlekes tanoim. Rav Huna concurs with Rebbe, who holds kol imra amanas kol imra ma'achshav dami. When a person states amanas on condition, he intends for the tanai to be a stipulation that when fulfilled, the transaction takes effect retroactively from now. Therefore, the get takes effect l'mafreya, retroactively from the nesina. While Rebbe Huda says that the Rabbanan disagree and hold kol imra amanas lav kol imra ma'achshav dami. When someone states amanas, he intends for the tanai to be a prerequisite that when fulfilled, the transaction takes effect at that time. Therefore, the get does not take effect until she fulfills the condition. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakol moedim bo'imra amanas ko'imim ma'achshav dami. The Rabban agree with Rebbe that if he states amanas, he means a tanai. Lo nechleku ela b'mahayoyim ula achamisa. Their machlokes is only where he states this is your get from today and after I die. The Rabbanah hold get ve'ina get. This is a suffer get, a questionable get, because possibly tanohava, he might have intended for it tonight that the get take effect mehayim today, retroactively if la'achamisa, if he later dies. Or chazarahava, he might have at first intended mehayim, but then retracted and wants the get to take effect only la'achamisa and in get la'achamisa. While Rebbe holds kizeg get, this is a vada get, and therefore she does not even require chalitza, because tanohava, he certainly means it tonight. The Gemara cites two brises that concur with Rav Huna and Rebbe. Hareza gitach amanasha titnili masayim zuz, af apeshe nikra haget oishe nevad mugureshes. If he gives her a get amanas, that she pays him 200 zuz, even if the get was torn or lost before she paid, she becomes divorced because the get takes effect retroactively through her payment. However, ula achar loy tinase atshe titen. She may not remarry before she pays because, as Rashi explains, dima lo yahava v'nimtza get batal. There's a possibility that she will not pay and the get would be void. Hareza gitach amanasha titnili masayim zuz umeis, nosna ena zekuka liyavim, loy nosna zekuka liyavim. If he stated amanas that you pay me 200 zuz, but he died, the Rabban hold that only if she paid him, she becomes divorced. But if she did not, she's not divorced and requires zibum. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Naisenes la'ovev oy la'ochev oy la'echev min ha'krevim. Even if she did not pay him, she can pay his heirs, and she becomes divorced. The Gemara explains that they both agree that amanas is considered a tanai. However, the Rabbanah hold that tanai cannot be fulfilled by paying the Yarshim because li below the Yarshi. He stipulated li, which means only to him, but does not include the Yarshim. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the tanai can be fulfilled through the Yarshim because li b'filo le Yarshi. The word li includes the Yarshim. The Mishnah continues, Amanasha titnili mikan vad shleishim yoyim, im nosen le betech shleishim yoyim migureshes. If he gives her a get on the condition that she pays him 200 zuz before 30 days, if she pays before 30 days, she becomes divorced. Bim lav ein migureshes. If she does not pay until after 30 days, she's not divorced, because she did not fulfill the tanai of 30 days. The Mishnah concludes, Amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Maisa betzidin, as the Gemara explains, Chasur mechzer v'hachigitani. Im amar la amanasha titnili itztelisi va'av de itztelisai. The Mishnah meant to include a machlokes regarding a person who gives his wife a get amanas that she returns his garment, but she lost the garment. The Rabban hold that she cannot fulfill the tanai by substituting its value, and therefore ein amugureshes because itztelisi davka kamala. He meant the actual garment only. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and holds titn loyas demeha. She can substitute its value and mugureshes because, as Rashi explains, laharvacha kamar. He merely meant to have the benefit of the garment. Now, to support this ruling, the Mishnah relates, Ma'isa b'tzidin be'echad sh'amal le'ishtoi, ha'reza gitech, amanasha titnili itztelisi, va'avda itztelisai. there was such an incident. And the Chacham ruled that she can fulfill the Tanai by substituting its value. The Gemara in the next daf cites, Amr Rabbi Babachana Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Kamakim Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Ben Mishnah Seinu, Halacha Kamaisai. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel in all the Mishnayis, Chutz Mi Arev, Vetzidin, Veroya Achroina, with the exception of three Halachas, one of which is our Mishnah that mentions Tzidin. The Gemara asks, Baimine Rabasi Mir Rabbi Yechanan, Hareza Gitach Amanasha Titnali Masayim Zuz, if a person gave his wife a get almanas that she pays him 200 zuz, and afterward he forgave the payment, is the mechila considered ikim hatnai, fulfillment of the condition, and the get is effective, or not? The Gemara elaborates, tibayil rabbanan, tibayil Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The question can be asked according to both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, who disagree whether demeitz talisa is considered ikim hatnai. Tibayil Rabbanon, perhaps the Mechila is considered Ikim HaTanai, it's as if he received the money. And even according to the Rabban who hold that Demeit Selisa is not Ikim HaTanai, that's because Dulei Ach L'Gaba, the original Tanai was not forgiven, and Dafka Karmala, he wants the actual garment. Therefore, Demeit Selisa is not Ikim HaTanai. However, in this case, here the Tanai was forgiven, and as Rashi explains, Vavaki'ilu Kibol Mois Mamish de Mechila, Ki Kabbalah. It's the equivalent of actually receiving the money, and this is a kima tanai. Tibayi l'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Perhaps mechila is not considered a kima tanai. It's not as if he received the money. And even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that a demeitz talisa is a kima tanai, that's because the kumafaisa le bedami. He received money which substitutes for its talisa because laharvacha kamala, and this is a sufficient kima tanai. However, in this case, legamri loy. Here he does not receive anything, and mechila lavka kabbalah. Forgiving the obligation is not the equivalent of receiving the money, therefore it's not a kima tanai. Rabbi Yechanan answered, Eina mugereshes, she is not divorced, because mechila is not a kima tanai, and we assume that he means to be more specific, because dilitzu'ura komachavin. He's trying to make it more difficult for her. However, the Gemara cites two examples where mechila, or where the tanai was no longer needed, is considered a kima tanai, because mishum harvachahu, he was only looking for his benefit. The daf concludes with a discussion of Hareza Gitach Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz, V'nasnulai Al Karchai. If she gave him the 200 Zuz against his will, is she Mugureshes? Because Nesina Bal Karchai Haba Nesina, she's halachically considered to have given it to him, or in the Mugureshes? Because Nesina Bal Karchai Lo Haba Nesina, this question remains unresolved.